How do you do? This is Bridget Thumb. Welcome to episode 7 of this super unique podcast. It's a very human podcast. It doesn't have any agenda. There's no demographic we're targeting and there's no niche audience. It's simply people making friends. And in this crazy world, right now we're in 2022. It's February, getting close to Valentine's Day. And I mean, you know, I think it's a good time for this next question. So, okay, how does this work? Maybe you're just now discovering it. I highly recommend checking out episode 1 and working your way through this fantastic journey that we're on where we're getting to know people. So we ask them questions like, what makes you happy? What inspires you? How do you relax? Do you ever worry? Stuff like that. The last episode was, what makes you strong? And I think that that segues beautifully into this next episode, as it is the season of love. So let's ask our friends, what do you love? And who are they? Who are our friends? We've got Josiah Osego, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, Fred Ronstadt, Elijah Thumb, Rachel Hoblett, Amber Frame, Stephanie Ings, Michael Wells, and yours truly, Bridget Thumb. Together we talk about what we love, and it's different. It's different for everyone, just like it's the same for everyone. It's kind of amazing how that works. So let's get to know some folks, shall we? Thanks for joining us. Amber Frame, you're up first. What do you love?
I was going to say tacos.
Yes.
Yeah, what do I love that's different than what makes me happy? That's an interesting question. I would argue for my right to put making people laugh on both lists. That just I come back to again and again is something that's been a constant in my life. So I do love making people laugh. What do I love? I mean, yeah, I love my friends, I love my family, I love my partner, I love my community. These are all the same things as what I said earlier. What's something different, deeper? What do I love?
I feel like tacos? This is so hard to not interfere. So.
What have other people said? Oh, wait, no, I'm the first one. I love the idea that human beings are the universe's way of experiencing itself. That's a concept that I love.
Ding! That was so good.
Yeah, okay.
No, seriously, I'm just saying, like, that's a good answer.
Oh, good.
I love that answer.
Yay. Now you got yours.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit, because
okay.
this idea that we're all just kind of here to experience it.
Right.
The whole freaking world is so beautiful. Have you noticed?
I have.
And so that's the thing that I love, is that there is beauty in everything. Mm-hmm. And so it can be a little overstimulating. And it is nice that we are able to, like, compartmentalize and decide, like, oh, I don't like, you know, yellow. Yellow's dumb. That's not my favorite. You know, it's funny to me to watch how other people will define themselves by what they don't like. You know, it's right. Like they're curating in this.
Our identity based being, yeah, identity based on preferences.
Yes, yes. And it's kind of interesting because it's like everything's really lovable. I mean,
but also, you know, on like some level,
there's a lot of really bad stuff. I mean, don't sure. get me wrong. There's bad things too. So I guess I shouldn't say that.
Once you can tune into this idea of it just all being about experience, then to some degree, the pressure's off because there's less judgment then. An experience is an experience, whether that feels good or it feels bad or it's what you would prefer to happen or not prefer to happen, then it's just happening and it's just experience.
Yeah. I love feeling grateful for that.
Yeah. I love feeling grateful in general. It's the best.
Stephanie, what do you love?
What do I love? So much. I love what I'm able to do in life. I feel so much gratitude for how I can move through the world in ways and do things that I'm passionate about in my work, in my free time. And I love my family. I love my friends because my friends are like my family, because I mentioned that I'm an only child. So I like to pull people pretty close. And I just feel really fortunate for all those things, that I have a lot of love in my life and a lot of passion in my life. And I get to, you know, kind of do what I'm passionate about every day of my life. I love that.
I love feeling gratitude. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gratitude's a huge part of it, in the sense of, you know, I'm just so full of love, you know, from these outside things that, you know, fill me with love.
That's so beautiful. Oh. Michael Wells, what do you love?
Oh, I love my partner. First and foremost, I love cactus and succulents, things like that. I love a really beautifully written sentence. I love the sheen on feathers of my midnight marin. Like, that is a beautiful chicken. I love my little dogs, you know, they're just bring me so much happiness and joy just watching them. So I love a lot of things. I love my family. I have two great sisters, and unfortunately my mother passed away. I loved her very dearly. You know, I love my community. I love Tucson. This is a great place to live. Summertime, maybe ask me that and I'll have a different opinion, but yeah, I love so many people and things here. It's great. I don't know how to really answer that question.
I know, right?
it's difficult because I like, for me, there's the feeling of love that I have when I just, you know, see something beautiful and it's just, you kind of emote that, oh, but there's also kind of like, when a parent is really tired at the end of the day, but they go and they read their kid a bedtime story and like they don't want to, they're tired. They just want to go, you know, veg out in front of the TV and drink a beer, but they go instead and they sit there and they read to their child. And like, there's that kind of quality of love, which is the effort that you extend out, you know? And, so I try to kind of extend that love into my community by doing things in it, you know, by making artwork, and the effort I put into kind of trying to make my community a little bit better, whether, you know, I'm teaching people how to paint or I'm holding little creative workshops and things. I feel like people, adults especially, don't get to play enough. So like, I feel like, you know, we need to get out and play with each other and have fun and interact and do these kind of joyous things. And so like, and that's kind of an act of love. So I believe in the effort of love. I think that brings meaning into life. And, you know, when you care about something enough to act and do things to try to improve or sustain it some way. So like, I like that kind of aspect of love too, you know, and just seeing other people blossom and grow and also like wither and die too. I mean, it's all part of life. I love kind of those things. I said earlier, you know, like I was kind of an agent of chaos and I really like things that are complicated and the warty underside of things and things like that. I like to see a world where there's a lot of wiggle room, where, you know, where we acknowledge that we're not perfect and we can, we have room to play and get to know each other on a really kind of human level and not just like ideologies and things like that. So I don't know. It's a tough question. I don't really know how to answer it.
You did.
It's such a big question. You know, it's like,
I know.
So what do you think about the universe, Bridget?
I know. Trust me.
Could you encompass all of it in this? You've got to make a quick quote here.
No.
We need sound bites.
Josiah Osego, what do you love?
Maybe okay. I should ask nicer, like, what do you love?
So I mean, by definition, love is having a feeling of deep affection for. By that definition, love a lot of things. There's a lot of things I have this feeling of affection for, from everything from my family to video games that I play. These are things that like I think about when I'm not around them. If I think about an undesired result that has an emotional pull on me, I'm like, or like, oh my goodness, like this is happening, like, or I did this. So there's quite a few things. And not to make it sound like love is this, you know, dime a dozen type thing, but I think by definition, it reminds me that love is readily accessible if I'm open to it, because there are so many things that can have an emotional pull on me. I can access feelings of love from some things that might not feel comfortable. As far as the idea of love and what are those things that I will strive to maintain and things I will sacrifice for, you know, there's like, I think, what was it? Was it the Greeks that had like the five different types of love? There's a range, you know? So I think the agape one, because that was the one that I was taught that as a child. And that's the altruistic love, the things that I will put before my own well-being, like my family, my friends, and even people who don't know how to love. And at times I will, in a way, kind of love temporarily, you know, as long as I'm invited, you know, or as long as doing it is of benefit, kind of love those people, because luckily for me, I had people who did that for me. These people loved me without expectations. They didn't expect anything in return from me.
They never asked whether or not you deserved to be loved.
Right. You know, and that is something I hold close. And when these people, I was so grateful. And when I would try to repay it, they told me to love other people. They didn't tell me that. They said, pay it forward.
That's so absolutely real.
So when I get the opportunity to love other people, you know, that is something that I constantly do, you know. And so other people, you know, they can be strangers, they can be acquaintances. Generally, they're people that need help, you know, and I love those people, you know. So in the form of that agape love, that's because I believe that's that, you know, the idea. But if you want, we could talk about that other type of love. I could tell you who I've loved. No, I'm just playing.
That works just fine.
Okay, okay. You know.
Yeah, that covers everybody.
All right. You know, so some of those people are intertwined. So there's some people that made both lists. So we could talk about, no.
Fred, what do you love?
That is such an open-ended question in terms of I love...
There's so many different kinds of love, right?
Yeah, well, I believe there are five. I love sitting down in the backyard with some tequila and a cigar. Anything having to do with astronomy and space exploration. I love my wife and my kids and my grandkids, my family. I love puttering around my shop and thinking about projects that I'm doing with either welding or in the garden. I love being here with you doing this podcast, being, you know, present with my friends. It depends on how you're going to define love.
What is it that you love about welding?
I love taking electricity and running it through a piece of metal. The act of creation is something that I love about welding. But I think there is some kind of carnal thing about, you know, playing with fire and making something out of fire that really is attractive.
You're creating something that's going to be there.
Yeah.
But I'm always attracted to creating things that are temporary. And so it's fascinating to me when people are, you know, tattoo artists or welders or anybody who's just like, okay, we got to get it right. This one, we got one shot. Let's do this. I like making paper flowers and I like chalkboards and I like installations and I like rearranging spaces and I like painting walls and then painting over them again. I like creating things that are temporary and that can easily be replaced, that can be changed. I definitely have respect and admiration. Like, I love the pyramids. They've been around a long time. It's not like they're going to redesign those. Like, oh, well, maybe we should add a snack bar at the bottom, you know, or wouldn't it be cool if we had the top of the pyramid was all glass and there was a rotating restaurant on top? Oh yeah, that would be cool. But I love things that other people make that are permanent and are happening. And I admire beautiful tattoos or a beautiful wrought iron gate.
Right.
But I'm not compelled or drawn to doing anything with that much pressure. Like, I like things that disappear, like stand-up comedy or radio. It's like, I like sand paintings. I like things that are there when they're there and you got to appreciate it. You had to be there kind of things.
I really love that notion. It made me really key in on the spiritual aspect of creativity.
Yes, yes, yes.
There is a religious kind of philosophical thing with the sand painting, you know, that it has to be destroyed at the end of the day, because the artist is actually, while they're creating it, they are imbuing it with their essence or an essence and putting it into physical reality, but then it needs to be released. And I never sort of thought about what I do as a welder in the context of permanence versus the fleeting, ephemeral nature of creativity. You know, can you ever step in the same river twice?
Right.
Well, can you ever be in the same river once?
Oh, wow. Rachel, what do you love?
I love good food, good music, and good people. One thing I really do love is the satisfaction of curiosity. Utilizing my mind and learning about something and then being satisfied when I finally have learned about something and have enriched myself or learned something new. I was a big fan, I still am a big fan, of the work of Anthony Bourdain, who died in 2018. He always approached in his shows, approached travel and food with a certain sense of curiosity and a genuine desire to learn more. I love that. That just speaks directly to who I am, how I view the world.
That's like, I mean, that's everything. If, you know, discovery.
Yeah. Good food, good music, good people. There's an innate sense of happiness and satisfaction when I'm able to have people over, sharing a meal that I cooked, and having a good time. Living in the moment.
Yeah, it makes me get misty, you know, because I miss those things.
Yeah, I do too.
Christmas was such a huge thing that glued my family together. And when my grandmother passed away, it just melted. The cooking and the food, nobody could really do it the way she did it, you know? Like,
right.
She made such a big production. she really, I think she tried too hard, actually, looking back on it. Because she was always just washing dishes. Everybody's having fun. All of our traditions and all of the things that we used to do, our Christmas Eve tamales and the specific cookies that were there. Well, you know, all these traditions, they're being rewritten.
Yes.
Because we're writing a new world. You know, we have new priorities. We have new things to celebrate. There's new people being born every day. There's, you know, traditions are wonderful because they're so comforting. But yeah. Now that they're gone, I can't bring them back. It's like those things are kind of protected now that they're gone. They're going to forever be like precious in our memory.
It would be a disservice to try and recreate that.
Exactly. Exactly. I was just trying to like really, really remind myself to just be grateful for all the good times and memories that we had. And, you know, that's the only way you can really welcome in the new beautiful things that we don't even know. I mean, that's the thing about life is that we don't know what's around the corner. Yeah. I mean, we don't know what the future is going to look like, but we have to kind of trust that it will be beautiful because we're making it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Dr. Alvarez, Nadia, what do you love?
Wow. You know, I love my family. And when I say my family, I have a very big family. Also, I'm thinking about my friends, those that they are been in my life for many years and others that I just met. I remember one day, I'm not really good texting and walking at the same time. So every time that I have to respond to a text message, I have to find a place if I'm walking just to stop by, you know, maybe sitting and send a message. So I was texting, I was responding to this person. And then there was one person coming. And before that, I was thinking about the mentor that I mentioned before. And I was, you know, just talking to her spirit. And I was saying, you know, just send me a sign or something to have a better picture about what to do. And then from nowhere, it was this person that it was like, I met this person maybe 1 month ago. And without saying anything, she just came to me, say hi. And then she says, do what you need to do. Don't be afraid. I was like, what? So I just replied to her about, you know, we just met a couple of months ago, like maybe a month. And I was asking my mentor who passed, send me a sign. And now you're telling me this. Why you're telling me this? And she was like, I don't know. I just feel that I have to tell you that. Those moments, you know, the many times there's not an answer and happened. We need to pay attention to that. So this summer, for example, how many butterflies we have around the city? How many hummingbirds and other kind of birds that were around us? I remember once that a friend that he's a native indigenous from this region, he was explaining to me about the message that the nature and many times through the different animals that are trying to share with us. And he always told me, you need to pay attention to that.
I love that. I'll be walking down the street and butterflies like to, they don't just fly in front of me. They like to do a little circle around me and then fly off. And it always makes me feel so special. Like they were checking me out.
And the message of butterflies is transformation.
Transformation and change. They're natural things that we all do.
It's that connection, you know, makes me think that I need to be more connected and to love my context in general. We are part of this ecosystem and many times we forget about it. If we have the capacity to love unconditional, it's because also we love ourselves. And I think that's very important and it's key. Many of us as a human being, we have loss. We need to keep in mind there's always hope and love is important. I was thinking about, you know, the son of John Lennon. And many times I see myself as the sun says, you know, maybe I'm a dreamer.
You're not the only one.
Yes, I'm not the only one. Maybe that's why also I enjoy to be an educator, because I see these generations coming up with so many dreams. Even many times their life are not the easy journeys in the world. So many things that we need to learn and listen and pay attention to those generations to continue nourish who we are and what we can do together.
What do you love?
I love so much. I love so many things. Lots of people, lots of like events, lots of stories, lots of music, lots of just art, lots of tangible like things. For all we know, the world, like we are, this is a very minuscule thing in the universe. And I think love gives the most meaning to life. I appreciate when I feel loved, or like if I love someone and they acknowledge it. Here's a good example. There was this person that I found on the internet. They make some crazy cool art. They make like some cool drawings with like sharp lines and stuff, and I thought it was so cool. I loved their art. I was like, wow, this is neat. So I donate $10 to their Patreon. I appreciate what they do, and I was able to talk to them. They had the time of day to talk to me, which I thought was cool. Another thing I love is conversations. Like, look at this. This is great. I appreciate the people in my life that don't just walk past me and see another background character. They're just like, they engage with me, and I appreciate that. I love my friends, my family. I love everything.
I love KXCI Community Media, and I love this podcast. Thank you so much for finding it. Thanks for listening to it. And you can check out other episodes of this and other programs at kxci.org. Thank you so much to our guests for opening their hearts and sharing what's inside. We want to thank Amber Frame, Fred Ronstadt, Stephanie Ings, Josiah Osego, Elijah Thumb, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, Rachel Hoblett, Michael Wells, and me. I'll thank me. No, you know what? I want to thank Golden Boots. Thank you so much, Golden Boots. We love you. It was so kind of them to let me use this music for this podcast. We're super grateful. So, yeah, I'll see you around. Episode number 9 is right around the corner. So stay tuned for that. We're going to ask people what makes them feel beautiful. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. See you then. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, kxci.org. Oh, and you can also follow How Do You Do on social media. We're on the Instagrams and we're on the Facebooks too. So take care out there. Love you.